Massachusetts U.S. Senator Ed Markey and his Democratic primary challenger, U.S. Representative Joe Kennedy, sparred in a fiery televised debate Tuesday. Kennedy pursued a familiar line of attack, accusing Markey of being mostly absent from Massachusetts and out of touch with the concerns of his constituents.
I believe you deserve more out of your senator.
Markey highlighted his co-sponsorship of the Green New Deal and said it had inspired a movement of millions of young people to bring about change.
The people in Massachusetts don't need to make a choice because I represent experience and change.
The debate on WBZ-TV and C-SPAN featured sharp exchanges and tense moments. It underscored the apparent closeness of the contest, as voters have already begun to cast ballots by mail and can vote early in person starting next week. The candidates will debate one more time before the September 1st primary. One of the more heated exchanges involved the case of DJ Henry, a young black man from Massachusetts, killed by police in New York 10 years ago. Kennedy echoed recent criticism from the Henry family that Markey had dismissed their pleas to help get justice.
It's not my words that said you did nothing. It's Mr. Henry's words who said that you did nothing. You signed a letter, Senator, that my office put together after months of trying to get you on that letter. Now, it's great that you signed it, but for those out there that are wondering what the difference is between myself and Senator Markey, this is literally it.
Markey said he signed a letter to then U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder in 2014 asking for a federal investigation into the killing.
So when Congressman Kennedy says that I did nothing, he knows it's not true.
Senator,
he knows it is a falsehood, and he keeps repeating it because back then I stood with him to fight to make sure that this case was open.
Kennedy said Markey's record on racial justice was suspect, pointing to his vote for a major crime bill in 1994 that civil rights activists say led to mass incarcerations of black men, and Markey's opposition to busing to desegregate the Boston public schools.
I don't think racial justice is something that you can cherry pick. Racial justice is something you are committed to, or you are not.
Markey said his opposition to busing was 40 years ago.
The crime bill was supported by every member of the Massachusetts delegation, by Nancy Pelosi, by Joe Biden, because it had provisions in there that created the Violence Against Women Act. It was a ban on assault weapons.
Seemingly on the defensive for much of the hour-long debate, Markey challenged Kennedy over media reports that his father, former Congressman Joe Kennedy II, was donating money to a political action committee that Markey said is producing negative ads.
Is your father funding that super PAC that is attacking me right now?
No clue, no idea.
I'm sure your father's watching right now. Tell your father right now that you don't want money to go into a super PAC that runs negative ads.
Kennedy said Markey could have agreed to ban political action committee spending in their race, but chose not to. He said Markey's supporters have been posting vitriol on social media.
Your campaign supporters have put out tweets and have bullied my supporters, have put out tweets saying that Lee Harvey got the wrong Kennedy, that where is Lee Harvey Oswald? And not a word coming from you, not a word. So cut the negative complaining.
Look at.
If that's, no that's one, not a word from you or your campaign.
No, I obviously would never at any time accept anyone saying that about your family.
The contest is being closely watched in an election cycle that has already seen several Democratic members of Congress lose primaries. The 74-year-old Markey has served in Washington for decades. Kennedy could hardly be considered an insurgent outsider. The 39-year-old is a member of a storied political dynasty. He's represented the state's 4th congressional district since 2012. There's also a Republican primary for the Senate seat. It pits Kevin O'Connor, an attorney, against Shiva Ayyadurye, an entrepreneur who ran as an independent against Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren in 2018. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.